From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Despite warnings from the State Department, WikiLeaks has released hundreds of thousands of confidential U.S. diplomatic cables spanning mostly the last 3 years. At this hour, WikiLeaks is alleging a denial-of-service attack has shut down their website. The New York Times reports the classified documents involve the most personal aspects of international relations and stark snapshots of terror threats and nuclear threats. The White House says the leak endangers U.S. diplomats, intelligence agents, and democracy activists. The State Department had warned the classified material could endanger lives and international relations. Around the world, American diplomats have been scrambling to warn foreign governments about what might be in those secret documents. A U.S. supercarrier and a South Korean destroyer are in position in the Yellow Sea for war games expected to last till Wednesday. Adding to the tensions, Duwali Sai Kowtow reports from Seoul, the South's military reportedly misfired an artillery shell at the North's land border.
An official with the Joint Chiefs of Staff told Seoul State Media the South's military accidentally fired an artillery shell across the demilitarized zone that divides the two Koreas. An army official was quoted as saying an artillery shell that had been loaded previously was mistakenly fired. The South's military, according to Yonhap, immediately sent the North a message explaining the firing was an accident. Military officials say the North has not responded, but in related news, Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency released a new statement addressing the joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The North described the drills as war exercises and says the Korean Peninsula is at a state of emergency. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Ireland has become the second European nation to get a financial rescue from its EU partners. Terry Schultz has details on the nearly $115 billion bailout that Dublin didn't want to accept but cannot continue without.
EU finance ministers arrived in Brussels this morning for a meeting that was hastily called, but not unexpected. For 10 days, details have been hashed out in Dublin by officials from the European Commission, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, among them Economics Commissioner Olli Rehn.
We have prepared day and night these matters.
Rehn said it was important for the ministers' discussions to go beyond the issue of emergency aid for Ireland. EU officials hope having the package approved before markets open in the morning will curb the ballooning borrowing rates being charged to the weaker Eurozone economies. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This coming week, the Pentagon is slated to release a major report on military attitudes about the 17-year-old ban on gays serving openly in the military. The AP says the survey is expected to show a majority of troops don't care. This is NPR News. NATO says it's captured another senior insurgent leader in eastern Afghanistan. In Kabul, NPR's Corey Flintoff is reporting that the capture is part of NATO's effort to disrupt the operations of a Pakistan-based insurgent group with links to al-Qaeda.
The military coalition issued a statement saying the militant leader was captured without firing a shot at a remote compound in Host province. It said the leader was part of the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that operates from nearby Pakistan. NATO said the Haqqani group has been responsible for much of the violence in Afghanistan's eastern provinces, including planting roadside bombs and staging attacks on international convoys. So far, NATO officials say the campaign has led to the capture or killing of 20 Haqqani operatives in the last month. The statement said Afghan and international troops didn't fire their weapons during the raid and that women and children were protected during the search. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The Obama administration's goal of getting enough support for a December Senate ratification of the new START treaty with Russia now appears unlikely. Today, the lead opponent of the treaty, Republican Senator John Kyle, said on NBC, "The pact is quite complex and can wait until next year." International Mideast envoy Tony Blair says that Israel needs to do more to ease its blockade of Gaza and allow exports from the Hamas-ruled territory. He says exports are crucial to revive Gaza's battered economy. Blair raised the issue in talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.